trade agreements can be precarious ground for agriculture.
Because the concern is that developing nations most likely export is going to be food. And so the concern always has been, and the concern has been real, that Florida agriculture loses when you sign these free trade agreements.
That's Florida Ag Commissioner Adam Putnam, who notes that after a recent trade mission to Panama, it's clear that that is not the case with the Panama Trade Promotion Agreement that went into effect in 2012.
The most noticeable change that was observed by the people in that room was that they now had greater access to U.S. food products, to American produce, including Florida produce, and to U.S. food labels, which have a reputation for quality. And so that's a driving factor behind why Panama is now in the top five of our trading partners for food products.
The commissioner added that he was pleased to see this firsthand during a retail tour while in Panama. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.